We are at the end of the week once again. It is Friday. Welcome back into the Bun Sports Show. My name is Jacob Bun. I'm joined as always by David Sears. And Sears, has been a very interesting week in the world of college football. And we'll mention this briefly and then we'll move on, because I don't want to dwell on the situation at Penn State, because as closely tied as it is to college football, it really has nothing to do with college football. It is about evil actions by a man and perhaps allegedly actions by others that did not prevent the revolting situation there in Penn State. And to be honest with you, I don't care about Joe Paterno's legacy at this point. I think the main concern needs to be with the victims, and I do care about the Penn State football team, and they have one loss on the season. I believe they're 7-1. They're in the lead by 2 games in the leaders division of the Big Ten, and they deserve to be supported by their fans and everyone else going for the rest of the season, because they did not have anything to do with obviously what went on. I don't know if you have any thoughts on the matter.
It's interesting the way that he's going to have to basically be with a man that's been with the program for over 60 years.
Yeah.
They still have a shot at winning the Big Ten, and they get a little help. They're number 12 in the BCS. You never know. Some people fall their way. They may work their way up into the championship game if they keep winning. I know the Alabama fans are really pulling from that's Alabama's strongest victory next to Arkansas. And if Penn State continues to win, it'll help Alabama in the BCS standings. But the focus, to have the focus as a team after that, if they win this game, it'll be remarkable. It's very difficult to lose your head coach on a Wednesday night, then to have all the riots, then to have all these allegations from coaches, various coaches being suspended for the game or just asked not to come to the game.
Yeah.
And it's one of those very, very delicate situations, and it's a very, very disgusting situation, and it's a very sad situation that so many people did not do the right thing and take preventative measures once it came to light. That's neither here nor there, but it's one of those things where you hope it's as bad as it's going to get, but you just have a feeling that it's going to continue to get worse and worse.
I think you're right on that, and I think Penn State will win the game, though. I'm picking Penn State, and by the way, I said a minute ago they were 7-1. They're actually 8-1 on the year. What's your pick in the game as Bo Pelini brings his Nebraska team into Happy Valley?
You've got two really good defenses getting ready to butt heads. I think Penn State will be able to hold Nebraska's offense in check, because Team Magic really can't throw the ball. Penn State has a really good run defense, so I think Penn State's defense will hold them in there. I'm just not sure about that offense for Penn State. If Penn State's offense shows up, then we may actually get there, but I think the over was 2.5, which I thought was way too high for those two teams. So probably see like a 14 or 13-10 type ball game. But I think Penn State will win merely just because they have the better defense.
We talked last week, of course, or the other day, about Alabama's loss to LSU, which moved them down in the BCS standings. Oklahoma State assumed their spot as the second-ranked team in the country. They traveled to Lubbock, and a few weeks ago, everybody remembers that the Texas Tech squad led by Tommy Tuberville went into Norman and upset the Oklahoma Sooners. Now they have a shot at home against another top-ranked team from the state of Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. I think Oklahoma State gets it done, but I think it's close.
If the Texas team that played Oklahoma shows up, they'll beat Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's defense is not that good. They'll eventually be exposed by someone. I just don't think they'll be able to score enough points eventually. One day their defense will just let them. I don't think Tommy Tuberville has enough to pull off a second upset. I like Oklahoma State, and I like him probably about 20 points.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick. Florida plays at South Carolina. CBS is a doubleheader this weekend in the morning and in the afternoon this time. And the Gators and the Gamecocks usually get together, or have the past couple of years, for the SEC East Championship, but not so much this year. It has less to do with that. Now, South Carolina could still get back in it, but it requires Georgia to lose a game, which is improbable at this point. And Florida plays at South Carolina. It's in Columbia. I think the Gamecocks will get it done and get a symbolic victory, and Florida will take another one on the chin.
I think Florida will lose badly to Carolina at the beginning of the year, but now looking at it, good shot. You've got Connor Shaw out for this game with concussion-like symptoms. They don't really have a running back since Marcus Lattimore is gone. They don't really have a quarterback to throw him the So they're going to be playing a backup quarterback. This could be a momentum goer. I think that's what it takes to pull the upset. I mean, Charles, they may try to play him, but I mean, second, any concussion-like symptoms, they got to pull him. So I think Florida's got a shot.
Believe it or not, Cincinnati, West Virginia at Cincinnati has a great deal to do with who will win the Big East this year, and Bearcats hosting the Mountaineers in this one, number 23, Cincinnati. I think West Virginia will win this game. I know they haven't looked great. They, of course, got beat on the road a couple of weeks ago by Syracuse. They've had some really bad losses to this point, but I think they will get it together and go on the road to Cincinnati and take care of business and start to work their way back into the race for the Big East crown and, that, of course, that BCS Bowl that the Big East does not deserve.
Well, they'll probably get the loser of the Oklahoma-Oklahoma State game in the Fiesta Bowl if the Big East champion will. And let's face it, if the Big East can't, I mean, oh gosh, I don't, they're so bad, I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. They don't deserve a BCS berth. They're just a horrendous team, horrendous conference all the way around. They're trying to save the conference football-wise, but they're so bad. And West Virginia, yeah, you're a gimmick team, and you were exposed as a gimmick team, LSU. You put up those offensive numbers late, but it's not like you're a real football team. Cincinnati has a gimmick offense. It's a horrible conference. I'll give the edge to Cincinnati since it's at home, but I just don't think that West Virginia. I think something's happened, and they're not the team they were at the beginning of the year. I think after that LSU beatdown, they've just not been the same team. So I like Cincinnati at home.
11 o'clock Central on ABC is that game, and we move to a game. Now TCU plays at Boise State, and this is one of Boise State's challenges for the year, if you can call it that. They, of course, beat Georgia earlier in the season, and everybody pointed and said, oh, that TCU game, that's a tough game. Well, they're not really. TCU's 7-2, and not a very good 7-2 at that, but I guess this is as much competition as Boise will have to the end of the year, but I still think they will win this game comfortably.
I think TCU's got what it takes to challenge them. I think TCU has a pretty good program coming on. They started rough. They had that heartbreaking loss to Baylor at the beginning of the season. They had a rough loss to SMU, who had their offense just on fire that day. And let's face it, when Junior's off going, it's a very difficult thing to stop. So I like TCU to give Boise State a close game, but I just don't think they have enough to take Boise out. I think Boise State will win, but I think it'll only be by a touchdown or less.
Yeah, it could be an interesting game. I just see Boise State handling them. How about Texas A&M traveling on the road to Manhattan, Kansas, to take on number 14, Kansas State? Last week, the Wildcats came up just short in the game against Oklahoma State. While everybody else was watching the Alabama-LSU game, that game was going on, and it almost was an upset, but not quite enough to take down the Pokes. So, Kansas State hosts Texas A&M this week, and a bounce-back game for both of these teams is needed because Texas A&M took a very harsh loss last week to Oklahoma. So, who gets this one? I say Texas A&M pulls it out on the road.
I like Kansas State at home. I think Kansas State's got a good, solid running game attack, and if they can get that going against Texas A&M, Texas A&M has shown that I think Kansas State, especially at home, that out in Manhattan will allow them to pull it through. I like Kansas State by 10 points.
The Deep South's oldest rivalry is going to be taking place between the hedges this year, between two BCS top 20 teams, number 20 Auburn at number 15 Georgia. And last year it was the Auburn Tigers who clinched the SEC West at home in Jordan-Hare Stadium. And this year Georgia has a chance to almost clinch the SEC East. They still have to beat Kentucky next weekend, but this could go a long way to it. That is, of course, if South Carolina beats Florida. This is a chance for the Dogs, and you know, I see them getting the win. I heard somebody else earlier say it would be a 3-touchdown game. I don't agree with that at all. I think it'll be a close game, but I think Georgia will probably pull it out by a touchdown or a couple of field goals.
Yeah, Auburn's been blown out. The Colts going into the fourth quarter, I like Auburn there to win the game, but if Georgia is able to like Georgia big, Auburn in a close, I think Rick will start.
So I'm sorry, it faded out on that. So you're picking Auburn?
Picking Auburn by a touchdown.
Wow. Okay, so you don't have the confidence in Mark Richt whatsoever, huh? I hear you.
I have absolutely no confidence in Mark Richt. He's proven to me that when he gets into a big game, he will lose it. He has only been able to win games in which he's favored, and he's lost more of the games that he's been favored in than he's won to me. He's an overrated coach. He's a nice man, but you know what? Nice guys don't get it done.
Okay.
You got to have a little bit of a jerk in you, and, you know, Les Miles, he's got a little bit of a jerk to him. Saban's got a lot of jerk in him. But Rick's just too nice, and I don't think he has what it takes. I think the pressure's going to be on, and they'll choke under the pressure.
Well, we shall see, but you're right. I would agree that he has something that, or he does not have what Les Miles and Nick Saban have, that's for sure. Tennessee plays at number 8 Arkansas this week, and the Hogs trying to get ready for that big contest in 2 weeks on that Friday against LSU and Baton Rouge. They have two tune-up games for that. One is Tennessee this weekend, and the next is Mississippi State. They're both at home. Tennessee going in there, I mean, I just don't see the Vols having any shot whatsoever to win this game. I just see Arkansas having their way with them.
I like Arkansas to win big. I'm talking by 40 points big.
Wow.
I think Arkansas will do their best to get up big and get Tyler Wilson out of there and start resting him up, because he's going to need all the help he can have to face that LSU team in 2 weeks. He's been beaten up by a lot of teams this year, and the only better line than the LSU line is the Alabama line, and they were able to put a ton of pressure and knock him around. I think LSU will knock him around a lot too, but Arkansas is going to score and score often. I think they'll have this game well in hand by halftime.
5 o'clock Central on ESPN2. How about the ESPN primetime game at 6:45 Central Time, and that, of course, is the Crimson Tide of Alabama dropping to third in the BCS, still remaining ahead of Stanford, at least for the time being, unless the Cardinal pull off the win against Oregon this weekend. But Alabama going on the road to face Mississippi State. I think the biggest question about this game, Sears, is not really have anything to do with Mississippi State. It has everything to do with what Alabama's frame of mind is after losing the game of the century. Now the Crimson Tide has to reset and say we still got a lot of things to play for. And, you know, listening to Nick Saban's comments throughout the week, he believes his team does have something to play for and could potentially be the BCS championship if things go their way, which you don't hear Saban talking about that very often. But I think he's trying to sell his team not to give up like they did last year after suffering a loss, but to hang in there. They still have a lot to play for. This is a meaningful contest, though. I think they need a big showing against the Bulldogs. I think they get it. I think Alabama wins big.
I think the key for Alabama is the first quarter. If they come out gangbusters and just start knocking them around, running the ball down Mississippi State's throat, defense making them plays, forcing three and outs, I think that'll help them set the tone to win the game big. If they can do that, they'll definitely run away with it. If they have a shaky first quarter, I'll be a little worried. But ultimately, if Alabama can go in there and win by more than 13 points, because LSU only won 19-6 in Starkville, I think Alabama can prove that they deserve a rematch. We'll see what happens later.
That's a good
on.
Point.
I think if Alabama takes care of business, I think they'll win about averaging their 38 points a game. I like them 38-3.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that, but you could differentiate the trip LSU had and the trip Alabama is about to make, and you could compare those two as they did with Tennessee and Florida. And, of course, the two teams played, but took more than 60 minutes to resolve who had more points at the end of the game. So,
Remember what Les Miles said in 2007, they are undefeated in regulation.
That is a good point. He certainly did say that over and over again. Well, a big game is in Palo Alto, California this week, number 7, Oregon. One loss on the year to, I might add, LSU, and Stanford undefeated, playing potentially for a national championship if he can get through the Pac-12. But how about this game, Sears? It's not for the national championship. It's not even for the conference championship. It's for the division. The loser of this game probably will not even represent the Pac-12 North division in the Pac-12 championship game. So that's very interesting storyline here. It's for the division. So, yeah, I think Oregon wins the game. I like the firepower they have on offense. I think they've had something to prove ever since they lost that game in Dallas to LSU. And Stanford, as good as they seem to be, I just don't think they're that good. I think when they face a good team here, they'll get exposed. Now, I know they beat USC a couple weeks ago, but I think Stanford's a little overrated at this point. So I like Oregon to win the game.
As an Alabama fan, I'm pulling for Oregon, but I think Stanford has what it takes. I think Stanford will be able to win this game. Merely because it's at home, merely because Andrew Luck will shine under the spotlight. I like Oregon by a touchdown, but I expect this game to get nearly 100 points scored overall in it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's one of the things. You know, we saw the game of the century of the East last week ended 9-6. I think we see the game of the century in the West may end up 49-46. So we'll just have to see how that plays out. Finally, Sears, before we end this conversation and head to the weekend, just some thoughts on the BCS to this point. And I know we've touched on it a little bit, but Alabama has a chance. And, you know, everybody knows they lost the game 9-6 last weekend to the LSU Tigers. But compare the Alabama to the rest of the field. I mean, you have Boise State, you have Oklahoma State, you have Stanford, are all there undefeated. How does Alabama stack up in the BCS right now?
Right now, I think Alabama's sitting pretty. Stanford has right now 3 games left with a possible 4th if they win. Oklahoma State still has that big showdown with Oklahoma. Oklahoma State's defense, like I said, is their big liability. Oklahoma's the offense to exploit that. Boise State, I don't think will be able to because their Mountain West is just not that strong this year. They haven't really played anybody tough in conference. They're going to have a test with TCU this week, and TCU could beat them, but I think Boise's best shot is for everybody to have one loss, so they'll need LSU to lose. If Boise goes down, they're definitely out of it. They won't even get a BCS berth. Stanford, I think, could still possibly backdoor their way in if they have one loss. Oklahoma could get a boost by beating Oklahoma State, and they could give Alabama a run for their one loss. But overall, Alabama's prospects look really good, but Alabama has to take care of their own business.
That's
they can't
true.
Worry about anything else. They need to win out and just watch the computers after that. And if they win out and LSU wins out, we'll see what happens with the other teams. But if Alabama's sitting at 11-1 and LSU's sitting at 12-0, and LSU's the only one, only undefeated team, I like Alabama LSU for a rematch. But as I said, Alabama's got 3 games before they can worry about even possibly playing LSU again. They need to win convincingly, and they need to either match or beat Auburn and Mississippi State by more than LSU.
Yeah, and you talk about the games Alabama has left, and let's just assume for just a minute here on a hypothetical, they beat Mississippi State handily by well over double digits tomorrow, okay? They have Georgia Southern left. I think there's no question Alabama will be able to handle them. And then they go into the Iron Bowl. Now, the Iron Bowl is always a wild card. Auburn always plays Alabama tough when Alabama is good, and vice versa. When Auburn's good, take the 2004 Iron Bowl. Alabama played Auburn tough. So you really, I hate the cliche, throw the record books out the window, but I guess that could be applicable in this situation. But here's the question I have for you. How big does that, you've seen Alabama 2 years ago was on a national championship run undefeated, and they barely escaped Auburn. How big does Alabama need to go down there and win that game?
They need to win it big time, but the thing is, I think people understand in rivalry games that you have a certain extra oomph to it. Alabama last year took Auburn to the mat, but the better team won. 2009, the better team won. It was a hard-fought game. 2008, Alabama just stomped a mud hole in Auburn. And 2007, the better team won. It was a tough-fought game, but the better team won. Recently, it has been a series of the better team wins, but it's generally a tough game.
Do you think that would hurt them if it was a close game?
I do not think it would hurt them because they would understand it's a rivalry game. It's at Auburn. If Alabama only ends up winning by like a touchdown or 10 points, I think it'll be okay. But they can ill afford to lose, or they can ill afford to win on a last-minute play.
Yeah, well, I think that's fair. Great stuff as always, David. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will be back next week to recap everything as always. Jacob Bunn for the Bunn Sports Show. Remember, for all the latest college football news and analysis, you can keep it at BunnSports.com. Everyone have a great weekend.